This is a consultation on Cynthia, C-I-N-T-H-I-A, last name Moreno, M-O-R-E-N-O, date of birth, August 28, 1958, patient seen for Anna Luna, N.P., at E.N.H. Family Clinic, new paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 34-year-old female does not smoke or drink, denies any drug allergies. She is here for evaluation for her recently noted low WBC count, on last two occasions. Symptoms, patient feels fine, does not have any symptoms other than stress. Past medical history, she has been very healthy. She has some anxiety for which she is on bupropion, B-U-P-R-I-P-R-O-P-I-O-N, B-U-P-R-I-P-R-O-P-I-O-N, sorry. And also, recently she has started on metronidazole for possible chlamydia infection. Menstrual history, she has regular menstruation. She has two children, one 13, one 5. Recent pap smear about 3 weeks ago. New paragraph. Recently, she had a CBC showing WBC count of 3.0 and 3.1, 1 month apart in April and May. That's the reason of her coming here. She also recently had a STD screen done, and according to her, she had herpes screen positive. She does not have the results, so we'll try to obtain it. Everything else, including HIV, syphilis, gonorrhea, and hepatitis profile was negative, according to her. Physical exam, she is 34, 5 feet 4 inch tall, weighing 136, blood pressure 108 over 62, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis, diagnosis 1, neutropenia with WBC count of 3 to 3.1, cause unclear, recommendations, we'll redraw CBC today. From looking at her and her physical evaluation as well as the records, it looks like she has benign neutropenia, which could be transient. So we will redraw today and see where it is. But we'll try to get the records from her recent STD screen. Also, we will try to get the record from her hospitalization during her last two pregnancies, 5 and 13 years ago, and see what was the CBC done. At this point, I do not see any need for bone marrow aspirate and biopsy. This appears to be a benign neutropenia cause to be established. Thank you. This consultation on Cynthia Moreno. A copy of this may be sent to Dr. Luna. Thank you.